Hello there. Welcome back to the Empathic Explorations podcast, a space where we normalize conversations and insights surrounding the experience we call life. You are welcome at this table. I'd like to say to everyone listening or watching that this is a space of healing. And I normally say this is a safe space, but this is a space of healing, and that came to me strongly. We promote healing here. We're intentional. We're not trying to strive here. Whatever resonates for you, please take that. Whatever does not or do not, leave it on the table for someone else. This is a space of healing. The space is where you come from a whirl of care. There's so much going on out there. And most spaces hold space for a specific kind of conversation, a specific kind of topic, or dare I say, a specific type of audience. And that's okay. Here, everyone is welcome at the table. I'm sorry, I have some allergies going on, so if I sound a little groggy, please forgive me. The words are what is most important. People are more drawn to mind entertainment than to conversations such as this and spaces such as this. And there's no blame here, because I really feel that that has to do with all the negativity and the suffering going on in the world. People are looking for a distraction, some sort of distraction to pull you away from the negative noise, the negative news. And so that is seen. This space is for healing. This space is to heal, a space where you can be comfortable at, and everyone and anyone is welcome at this table. It takes a lot of emotional, physical, I think mental currency to maintain all of what's going on in the world. So I do get it when people are looking for spaces where they can laugh. It's a distraction. It's impossible for a candle to burn and not experience some sort of wind throughout its duration, if that makes sense. If you pay attention to a candle that's burning, at some point you will see flickers, indication that there's some sort of movement, or may we call it resistance. And that's the indication. But that candle, sometimes it will go a little bit dim. The light is not so bright, but there's still indication that there is light there. And that's what I woke up to, the sunlight coming through the blinds, and it just hit my face, my skin, and that energy that it came with. It was so fresh, so clear. There was almost this texture of clarity that I felt when that sunlight hits your face. And maybe that's what we will talk about today. I mentioned the world is filled with so many negativity right now. There's so much division. So many people are losing hope. Before I started this podcast, Bob Marley said, fighting for survival. And that was a couple of decades ago. And then I can hear Martin Luther King echoing, he said, keep hope alive. And those words from the speech, that whole speech, what resonated with me was those words, keep hope alive? And how do you do that when there's so much negativity in the world? So much, it seems like people are just fighting to exist at this point. So whatever the vision was for Dr. King or Bob Marley, it's recognized in these times that we're living in. So now in this present age, it seems as the times are getting darker. And has knowledge increases, because knowledge is increasing. We have AI now. We have tools to help us function more efficiently, if I can say that word. But as these tools and knowledge increases, it will enhance darkness. See to it that you're not alarmed by what I'm saying at this point, or troubled, because this is a space of healing. Because what I'm bringing is good news. That news of hope in a time where it seems as if everyone is choosing to be aggressive because they've lost hope. And this is seen, this is felt. Actually, it's more felt than it's seen. And because of this, the hearts of many have become cold, and the light within a lot of us has dimmed, if I can say that. I hope this is not too much. But all that the world has to offer is only temporary. There is a lot of fear. And you can be afraid, because I think we've all felt fear, but still say yes to the truth. Still stand in truth. The truth of who you are is what I'm referring to. Let me be clear. What I point you to is the light within you that the world did not give to you. And the world cannot take it away, if that makes sense. And so that is the need for control. This is seen because when people become fearful, there is a need to control the narrative. And you see it in many different spaces. You see it in relationships. The relationships you have on your job, your personal relationship, your intimate relationship, it shows up because of fear. I have to expose fear because it's the root cause of a lot of what we're experiencing, a lot of what we're referring to as dark times or darkness. But there's a light within you. The world did not give to you, and the world cannot take this away from you. This is your, how would I say this? This is the light of life. This is the light of life, and that is the only true hope that we have. When you recognize this as the sunlight touching my face this morning, it felt like a new day. And if you've ever experienced waking up to a new day, there's sort of a hope that comes with that. And that's where I'm pointing you back to that hope, that seed of hope within you. Light gives clarity, we could say that. And what is clear is a promise only lasts as long as the person the promise is coming from. After that, you can no longer depend on that. So even the promise, no matter how sincere it is, it does not last. And that's only to point you back to what is eternal within you. And this light that I point to is eternal. It is everlasting. that in between every breath, every thought, in the cool of the day, in the stillness of the night, even beyond my words, there is the light of life. So lift up your head, because this light shines fierce and bright. So all the oppression, all the suffering belongs to the world. But your light is infinite. Your light is unbound. Your light is free. Most of what we're fighting for today in these dark times is our freedom, our rights. And I point you to that light where the world did not give you that. It's not on paper. It's not even seen, this light that I point you to. This is true freedom. Even in a divided world filled with oppression, when you recognize this within you, you are unbound awareness. And that is what I would offer you today. The evidence that we are not in control comes through fear. And fear reveals itself in the need to control, and it shows up as oppression. And this is seen. But the light that you are in these times of darkness, for even the smallest of light cannot be hidden. So don't get weary. Don't give up. If you recognize the light within you, you will recognize that our spirits can never be diminished. Even when the candle burns low, it still gives light. May your light shine fierce and bright. Because the light that you are, the world did not give it to you, and the world cannot take it from you. Thank you for listening again, and thank you for watching.